Welcome or welcome back to Soul Source, the podcast. This is your host, Jada Brown, and I am so excited to talk to you. So stay tuned. Hey, babes. Okay, so this episode, honestly is really hitting. It's really hitting. And I'm in love with it. I'm doing my intro of clearly after I've recorded my episode, but it's really hitting. You have to listen to it. Like, I can't even. We are becoming who we want to be, and we're not taking no for an answer. That's that. That's all you need to know. Continue to listen. I love you. Let's just have a good fucking Friday, okay? But of course, before we get into it, we are going to do our highs and lows and just some updates. Of course. So, a high. I'm back this week, you know, mental health in check. I know I say, like, get through the mental and press harder, which is true. Like, if you can't do it, if you can't, fuck it. Like, honestly, I'm just learning, pressing through things and trying to do it. Like, it just fucks everything up. Like, you're not in the right energy. You're not in the right headspace to take on what you need to and to do your best. You see what I'm saying? Like, you're not doing your best. You're just doing what you can because your energy isn't right. Now, sometimes I've come on here. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. The past couple of weeks, I've come on here in a fucked up energy, in a fucked up headspace, and did what I could. You know what I mean? And tried to be the best I could be. But I just haven't been myself. And I didn't, like, I'm like, okay, it's my hormones. Okay, it's like, it's my PMDD. It's these things or this, like, the situation I was in. And honestly, I just wasn't fighting hard enough in my head. I was letting my emotions really take over, like, really count me out, bitch. Even if I'm like, and I'm giving motivation for that exact same thing not to happen to you guys, and yet letting it happen to me. And I just wasn't feeling right about that. Like, oh, I just wasn't feeling right about that. So last week I was like, you know what? I can't say shit because it's not real. Like, it's not genuine. And you know how I feel about that. So, yeah, this week, my high is just being my authentic bad bitch self back and reloaded. If you're following me on TikTok, you know I've been uploading hella because I am reloaded. I am happy. And I'm in my villain era. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm definitely on a healing journey, but I'm definitely in my villain era. I am not the one to mess with right now. Like, I'm really not. I've been a yes girl for so fucking long. Like, a compromise girl for so long that I'm just fucking done. Like, I'm sorry for all the cussing, guys. Like, I'm so sorry. But, like, I am truly done. I'm done being so sweet and so nice and so caring. Like, I really am. I'm not going to change. Of course, I'm going to be my same person to the vast majority of people. But if you know, you know. You get what I'm saying. You get where I'm coming from. Period. I am done with that. I just feel like I finally hit that point. And it's been a long time coming. So my high is getting on my damn throne and sitting there and knowing I belong there. Now my low is letting go of the other person. Because there's something to be said about her as well. But at the same time, to become who you want to, sometimes you got to kill that person that you were. And that's what we're talking about today. So without further ado, let's get into our episode. Remember, share with your friends, 3 or more friends, and I will love you so much. Don't forget to rate this episode. Well, the podcast, but comment on Spotify how you feeling about this episode. I know it's a good one already. The vibes are high. The girls are tuned. Let's do our face care. Let's drive to work. Whatever you are doing, your hot girl walk, and tune in because it's one of them ones. I love you. So today's topic is basically on the basis of becoming the woman you always wanted to be and destroying the woman you currently are. Okay. I took a minute to in the middle of that because you are going to have to, this is some big ass work. So let's just dive into it. You have to destroy the woman you currently are. Like literally like break her. And I'm not saying, oh my gosh, become like evil, bitter, mad, sad, all this. No, the woman that is a say yes girl, a woman that always compromises her plans for someone else, always runs to the rescue, creates delusions in her mind that something is going on when it's really not, like that girl has to be destroyed. If you want, or if you're a woman that wants a beautiful life, you cannot settle for the bare minimum salary, a bare minimum job. No, saving is not going to get you there. You need to be investing. You need to be doing, like, if you want a certain type of lifestyle, which a lot of the girlies I know and I, you guys that comment, I can see the lifestyle you guys want. You're soulful, but you girl. Yeah, and I see you because I'm her too. So, please don't settle. Don't settle. Destroy that girl that's always like, okay, yeah, I can come. Or I think I'm going to make it. And you actually make it because you have nothing else fucking better to do. No, I don't care if you're sitting in your bed. You do not get up and move for nothing. You know why? Because you have been proven to enough times that those people aren't going to move for you. You keep moving and moving and trying to prove yourself. No. The girl you want to become, if you want to become her, she doesn't need to prove herself. She already is who she is. She brings the table to the motherfucking table. Okay? Stop trying to prove it. You already, and they know. Like you think, oh, I didn't get to say this. I didn't get to explain this. Or they don't see. No, bitch. They know. Sorry, you're not a bitch, girl, but for real, like, they know you are that girl. They know that you are it and that you are her, and your light is so damn bright. They're like, oh my gosh, how can I dim this? Because I'm so insecure. I do not know how to be around this big light, this big energy, this, like, person. Like, how do I do that? Yeah, that's what they're not really thinking it, but that's what their actions give. And I know you know that. And I know you made up an excuse, you made up a delusion in your head that it's this or it's that, or they're going through this and they can't handle this and you have to be there to save them. No, stop playing God. You're not God. You can't do it. You can't do it. They have to save themselves. They have to want it bad enough for themselves. They have to get up on their own just like you need to. You need to get up because you're going to become her, that girl. Because you have things you want to do and places you want to be and a purpose to fulfill in this lifetime. So just stop. I know it's going to be hard. Destroy that gut feeling. Destroy that thing that's always like, I can do this or I can be better or I'm not enough. Destroy that. You are enough. You need to just go find her. Period. A woman who wants dates cannot settle for let's chill. Want to hang out. No, I don't want to chill. I don't want to fucking hang out. I want a date. Yeah, I want a trip. Okay, no. And I'm going to speak from like experience right now. I was a compromising person. I'd be like, oh, they probably just don't have it. It's okay. Everybody's, you know, working at their own pace in life. And shit is expensive. I don't care how much money you got. Like, it is expensive out here right now. So I was just that understanding person. I'm going to tell you right now, destroy that. Destroy her. Destroy the understanding. Unless that man is your man and you're married or whatever, you have no fucking understandings, okay? You don't understand nothing. You are la, 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 la. I don't understand. I don't get it. No. You know why? Because people treat yourself like a business. If you're about to be in a bad investment or make a bad business decision, everything is going to crash the fuck down and you're going to be in debt. And that's how it is when you get in a relationship with or a situationship or even a talking stage with a man, you're making a bad business decision. You know why? Because you start giving your time to the wrong thing. So guess what? You're wasting your money and your energy. You start taking on, like, and girl, if you start splitting things, he's not investing into you, babe. You're like, no. Make them earn it. Men love to earn things. They love to earn a good job. They love to earn a good woman. Make them earn it. Now, if that is your play toy, been there, done that, they are fun. But as a woman, I'm not going to lie, having a play toy is just not, it's just not worth it. Because at some point, somebody's catching emotions, getting feelings, and a conversation that you don't want to have is going to be had. So let's just not even do playthings. Like, let's just not even do that. It's below us anyway. It really, truly is below us. The kitty's too good to be giving out for fun. Like, it really just really is. So let's just not even do playthings. They, like, girl, I understand. But let's just not do playthings. But let's go back to the dates as well. So if you keep settling for a let's hang out, let's chill, what you doing later? No, it's I book this later. Made reservations. This, and I'm telling you this because they will do it. Like, as soon as I let go of let's hang out, I made us reservations. And I mean as soon as, because the universe is going to give you what you can handle. If you can only handle a let's chill, you're only going to get a let's chill, let me tell you. If you can only hang out, if you can only get a 12 a.m. text message and text back, that's all you will get. I'm talking from literal experience. Like, literally, you will get what you can give. Unless you do what I'm telling you right now. If you want someone that has more than you, don't settle for someone that doesn't. Period. That goes with the compromising again. Don't compromise yourself and your standards. It doesn't matter. You are a woman. Yes, I want a provider. If you want a provider, who cares? Yes, that's what you want. That's what you need. That's what you desire. You can have it. We can all have whatever we want in this life as long as we are willing to sacrifice to get it. So hold out. Be like, if you can't make a reservation, you can't plan out a thoughtful date. That means you have no thought put in. You have no investment put into this situation. And so I have to go. Like, that's bottom line. You want to be a high priority woman. To become her means you are high priority. So if you are not high priority on even your friends list to some extent, it's a no-go. I'm sorry if I'm always texting you for the plans. I'm always texting you for this. Like, it's okay if you are the planner friend. Because I genuinely am not the planner friend. Like, my friend, my best friend, he texts me all the time with the plans. And I show up and I'm there. Because I'm just not the planner friend. I text sometimes, but it's just not in me. You know what I mean? I'm really a loner girl. So I show up, you know. So I'm not going to say, like, but be present in your friendships. Make them a priority. My friend texts me that they need me. I am there. They are a priority to me. And you are a high priority too. So if this person or anyone is showing you that you are not, like, that they can't communicate with you, or they, if somebody tells you they are a bad communicator in the beginning, girl, listen to them. People are constantly telling us who they are, right? Like, they're constantly telling us, and we're like, oh, okay, well, that will change once, you know, we know each other, or we like each other, or no, it will stay the same. And they told you that as a warning to see if, like, you were going to let it go or go along with it. And you did. So that's not giving a high priority. It's giving, oh, that really doesn't work for me. Sorry. Actually, bitch, don't even say sorry, because you're not sorry. Because it doesn't work for you. Nope, sorry, that doesn't work for me. But we can be friends. Girl, hit it. We can be friends. I love to say this isn't working out. I'm sorry, but that's exactly what's happening. This isn't working out. Like, it's not gonna work. And I had somebody say, well, you know, I hope you get everything in life that you want and you deserve that. I know I deserve that. Thank you. Like, and I know it sounds bitchy or mean or anything, but sometimes that just be cutthroat about it. You know why? Because when you're too emotional or you're too like loving and caring in that situation, they take advantage of that. They're like, but I would still love to be your friend. No, because your friend and hanging out is chilling is them hugging you, telling you how beautiful you are when you guys hang out. No, no, because we love that, right? We love compliments. We love quality time. No, babe, that's low priority. You are high priority. You are daytime. You are evening dates. You are her. Like, that's the mindset we need to have right now. I am her. So what would, when, like, and we all know becoming her, what that means. And if you don't, it's just becoming the best version of yourself that you want to see in your life. So if you are her, what does she expect in her relationships? What does she expect in her career? What does she expect in her fitness, in her physical? What does she expect in her appearance every day? Then show up as her. That's it. Show up as her. What does she expect? Was she like a dry text message? Was she like bad communication? Was she like food that makes her feel constipated or gives her hypertension? Sometimes we do, because girl, it'd be that time of the month. So I understand. But at the same time, was she like her appearance not to be top notch or the level she needs it to be every single day? Because that's you. When you look good, you feel good. Would she settle for that? No, I didn't think so either. I really didn't think so either. Exactly. So show up as her. When you are feeling low, I've noticed for myself, when I'm feeling low, it's because I'm not showing up as her. I'm not taking care of myself. I'm not working out. I'm not getting my hair done. My lashes look like they're falling on their, like, girl, it's just sick. It's sick. They look sick. And that's when I'm not happy. That's when I feel low. That's when I'm not my best self. That's when I'm accepting low vibrational people, low vibrational things, and letting those energies into my life that do not belong. It's because I'm not her. I'm not showing up as her. So every day, show up as her. Say, tell them it's not working out. Or if I have actually noticed, me as a person, I'm like, what, I'm a very nice, like, understanding person, like I started off with, right? So I gave people the benefit of the doubt. I give people the benefit of the doubt because I'm like, you know what, you never know, you know, what people are going through or how they were raised or how they do things. But you know what disrespect. You do know priority and non-priority. And you can tell when you are a non-priority to someone. Okay? I've been getting that really through my head because I was like, oh, well, this person could be going through this. Or, you know, this is their mindset right now, so I shouldn't take it personally. .. No. Because they didn't... That was TMI. I'm not even going to say that part. But if you know, you know. Like, if that wasn't taken personal, if that was taken personal, then you could take everything else personal. Okay, sweetheart? Period. You deserve the best of the best, the top notch of the top notch. And you're going to give it to yourself. You're going to show up for you every single day. Because I remember just needing myself to show up and I wasn't there. I'm here, I'm breathing, but I'm not showing up for me. And it got me to a very low point. A very low point. And I'm thinking I'm undeserving. I'm unloved. I'm not happy. I'm depressed. If you know me, that is just weird. That is weird. That is not who I am. And still trying to show up for people, still trying to show them I care and that I'm here and that I understand. Like, fuck that. I wasn't going to say it, but I said it. Like, honestly, fuck that. No. I need me. I need to be there for me. And if you have people in your life that can't be there for you, especially when you are having a hard time being there for you, fuck that. No. I'm going to tell you right now, pick yourself up and go do what you got to do. One step at a time. Don't rush it. Nothing good comes fast. I promise you that. So don't rush it. Wait. Let it simmer. Do one step at a time. Show up one step at a time. And do not take no for an answer. The only no you need to hear is the one coming out of your fucking mouth when people ask you anything right now. Because you don't have the space. You don't have the availability to show up for anybody but you right now. You are destroying that girl that went out of her fucking way to show up for people. You know why? Because look at you. Look at you right now. You want to be somewhere else. That's why this episode intrigued you. You want to do better. You want to be better. You want to think better. You want to be on another level in life. That you're like, fuck yeah. And I'm right here with you, babe. I am right here with you. I totally get it. You know how people always say, like, it gets lonely at the top? I told myself I'd rather be rich and lonely than fucking sad and broke. And I was never that type of person, which I'll never really honestly be. Like, I just love people and people love me and I have that energy. But there's a certain type of, there's just a certain type of, like, energy I'm putting out right now. I have no time. I have no time. I don't even want to give my time to anyone else but me. I want to work out and work on the things, my goals, my things, because I've given people my time and they fucked with it. They messed with it. They wasted it. I've given them chances to explain. I've understood all these things and I'm done. And I promise you it's not coming from a bitter place. It's coming from a place inside of me where I have just sat back and taken account of where I've been and what I've done. And then realized I'm in the negative. I'm in the negative right now. Like, I have not gotten back on any return. And that is no one's fault but mine. I'm always like, oh no, it's okay, or this is who I am, which I love being a good person, which I will never not be a good person. But it's time to fill my own account back up. It's time to make deposits into me. And me only. And I don't even want to waste my gas to fucking go nowhere. Like, I'm sorry. No. 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 That's all I want to say. And that sounds bad right now. But I know when I start the deposits I want to make into myself and the growth that will come from that, from learning who Jada is, who Jada will be, and who Jada deserves to be and become. Once I really check in for me, I won't give a damn. I truly won't give a damn. And to be in this space, to be in this mindset, truly feels good to me. It feels good to me. I've never been here. I've done the work. I've gotten to where I've wanted. on plenty of times, but I also was at, I was always, it was just always at someone else's expense where they were like taking from me in a way. And I don't know if you can relate to that, but like, it's like I was going where I wanted to go regardless of the people around me. But at the same time, like, I felt like I was drained. Like, I was overdoing it. Like, I was depositing in so many accounts. It wasn't even making sense. Like, what is that person? Oh, I forgot what it is. Accountant was like, what the hell is going on? Like, where do you want your money at? You know what I mean? And now I'm like, you know what? I want it with Jada RX, please. Like, I want it all here. I want to only deposit here. I only want to fill me. My cup is depleted. It's done. And sweetheart, like, girl, it's okay. I know I've been there with you. I've been there. That's what this episode is for, like, to really speak to the girls that have been there, that are there. I want you to know you're allowed to just only make deposits into you right now. You are allowed. And if you're in a relationship or, I don't know, married, you have that conversation. Have that conversation where it's like, I honestly don't feel myself right now. And if I'm going to get better, I need to make deposits into myself. And I don't know what you want to do with that information, but the only account I have right now open is the one with my name on it. So, yeah. Like, that is it. I mean, of course, not be harsh to your partner, because do as I say, not as I do, because baby, I would not say it that way. But I personally just can't even be in a situation with that, with the way I feel currently. So for you, all of us are different, and you know, partners are different. People are understanding as long as you make sure you are understood. So do what you got to do. I love you. And you deserve whatever you want in this lifetime. I want to really get that in your head. You deserve whatever you want in this lifetime. Just like I do, just like your best friend does, just like whoever you're in a relationship, they deserve that too. Take account for what you're getting and what you're giving. And I know we try not to do that, but that's the only way you're going to see where your life was and where it's going. Because if we just keep going by and keep going by, the same thing, the same cycle, the same life we're going to keep having. And I mean, if you're comfortable and you're content and you love that, and that is you, that's what makes you you, that's what sets your heart ablaze, stick with it. I'm talking to the girls that's not. The girls, the gays, and the boys that want to listen to the real advice. I don't know. I have a high female. So, yeah. I love you guys. And I thank you for listening every single week. I thank you for showing up the weeks that I don't, because that's the part that, like, warms my heart. That means we've built a community of people that share these episodes, that love each other, and are still going to keep listening even when, like I said, I wasn't able to show up. And I'm so sorry for that, because I love you guys. I love you with my whole heart. You make my days. You make my life. You keep Soul Source afloat. And so I thank you for that. Don't forget to rate this podcast. It really, really, really helps with Apple just sharing the episodes, so this episode gets to who it needs to. And answer the question on Spotify if you are listening on Spotify, because that also helps Spotify know that you guys are fucking with the kid, okay? Period. I love you. Make sure you're here next Friday. Don't know what we're talking about, but we're going to be talking about some real shit, as always. Bye!